What's up, y'all? I'm back at it again with the podcast. I just smoked. I'm about to eat me some cereal again. I did shit. I'm tired of not doing shit. I got an email from this job. Security. I don't like it. Security, because it's not really my type of persona. I don't like to be strict, and even though I like working with kids, but you know, you are gonna, you know, pat down. Yeah, sometimes you will have to pat down a kid, but you won't, you know, have to get ugly with a person, and I'm not that type. You know, I'm not the type to tell a bitch to be like,
hey, put that shit back. Can't be stealing.
Like, even though that is me, I was about to say, who am I to say that? Like, I'm obviously a security guard.
I just don't want to, I guess. It's just, it rubs me the wrong way.
I'd rather work at a pop-up and ask people if they want me to take their picture. You know? That's what I'd rather do. For a job. See, for a career, I would like to teach kids, but like, teach them dance and shit. Damn, I don't even know why I got this going for y'all. Like, it's going to sound crazy when I eat this.
I'm eating O's right now. I'll be back.
And I'm back. Back with the snack, okay? No snacks. But, my head is fucking hurting me. So, I'm gonna end this off with some Nayo. Because I love her. So, have a great day. My bad, I was a bad Nayo song. Good morning. Afternoon. Smoking a spliff. Playing Board Kings. You guys should get this fucking Board Kings, bro. I'm gonna put it in the link. It's so good. It's a fun ass game. Somebody damaged my building. I feel like smoking would probably, I mean, talking and smoking will get me high. I think I'm high. I didn't feel like I didn't want to blunt. Guess I didn't want to blunt. Okay. Damn. I'm just watching ads right now. Okay, so I'm currently pissed off. I'm 20 years old, and basically I get called an attention whore by my best friend because I posted a video of me, in her words, popping my pussy in my underwear on Snapchat. I was obviously feeling myself. Like, she bought me this fucking bomb ass pink sports bra and pink, what else she gave me? It was pink underwear. Posted a video, I sent her one, and I posted it because I just thought I was fire, right? Oh, I keep belching. Oh, that you talking too often. Mind you, in the past, we both posted shit that way. I don't think she was looking for attention when she posted a picture of her ass out. Like, what? I don't think she was looking for attention. She just thought it was fucking cute. So I don't see the big deal on this. I had to walk because I'm just feeling pissed. And I needed to breathe. Ooh. You know, that magic. Pure magic. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I just took a walk.
Yeah.
Shaka, what?
What the fuck is that? You got a new case?
Yeah. What did I come here for? I came here for something. Oh, careful. I'm about to go feed the little kitties. Some cat food. I think I'm gonna do these. Because, oh, they don't like me. I don't care. Oh, that shit talking too often. Just shut the fuck up, take it off. I'm a baby. I'm better off alone, ho.
Outside, then I remember at my church, you know, they were saying, like, you know, we need to pray for everyone because they're going to go to college and get these ideas and... They're not going to, you know, and they're not going to be able to, like...
They're going
to
learn something.
Contradictory to what we're saying. Right. And that's, you know, that's a huge problem, you know, and it's like...
That's crazy.
And if they come back, then they came back. Then that means that they're supposed to be where they're at. Yeah. If they don't come back, then that means that they found something else. And that's not the worst thing in the world, you know? It doesn't have to be the worst thing in the world, you know? Like... Whatever is gonna get you to being better, you know, use that. You know, for my sister, it's being very, very, very Southern Baptist.
Yep.
You know, for me, it's hoodoo.
Yep.
You know, it just kind of depends. You know, for you,
no
Catholicism.
Right.
Which, you know, truth be told, ain't that different from Hoodoo, you know. But
it's kind of pagan.
It's pretty much it's pagan as fuck.
Yeah. And in the Philippines, it's even worse. It was really dope that this Catholics, we don't go to church a lot, like, especially like nowadays Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
I go to school on Sunday, so I can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still try to make a concerted effort when I do. But at the same time, it's like my pastor was like, just pray for those that aren't coming to church, because maybe this is their time away from God to stray. And, you know, they'll come back, but don't be like, you have to go to church and you're going to sin and your life is over. And no, just calm the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for them and they'll come back when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And for my pastor to say that, I was like, okay, we're kind of evolving here.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because it's like, at one point, it's like, you got, like, Judaism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, oh, if Judaism is the true religion, can Christianity be true too? And Judaism will say no, because only
there's one.
Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm. First five, that's it.
You know,
first five books of the Bible, that's it. Everything else is, you know, for them, made up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then for Baptists, you know, the Book of Wisdom, which exists in the Catholic Bible,
mm-hmm.
is not a thing.
Exactly.
You know, but then it's just like,
but then it's like this too.
But then, like, why?
Right?
Yeah,
if you ask yourself with the Jews, and then you could go to even farther, like, religions as far. Let's go to Hinduism, right? So if Christianity is the true religion, can Hinduism be true? And the answer
is
yes.
Christianity and Hinduism are very, very similar,
yeah.
Truth be told. You know, but then even you have, like, the Gnostic Christians.
You have the Gnostic
Christians who have, like, they believe that, like, that the God that, like, Baptists and Catholics pray to is not actually the God, and there's another one, and this was
mm-hmm.
the one that went rogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because,
yeah.
And that's why humanity's fucked up, you know, because
yeah.
that was the one that made them,
yeah.
you know, and that's why there's that little bit of bad in everybody, mm-hmm. because it came from, you know, so it, you know, like, it's just hard to say, because, like, I never had problems when I was a kid as far as, like, you know, what was right and wrong Christianity. I was very sure. But then, like, I started going to Catholic school, and I was just like, well, why come they got more books than us? Like, it's like, why they got extra books in the Bible? Like, where did these come from?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I had to get, like, understand, like, what it is to be, like, canonized, and, like,
yeah.
who
yeah.
decides which books go in and
right,
which
yeah.
books go
yeah.
out. And then I was like, okay, well, if people are making those decisions.
Exactly.
Then how do we know that we didn't leave some out or put more in that weren't
mm-hmm.
supposed to go in there?
Mm-hmm.
And where did they come from?
Yeah.
You know, so then it was like all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, okay, well, I'm not doubting that there's some really awesome stuff in here. However, which books are the right books?
Right.
Like, and how many of them are we supposed to have all of them? Or who wrote the other ones? And why are we deciding? Like, how does this go? You know, it's like, how
yeah, I think when Alexander burned all those books, that set humanity back.
Yeah.
At least 1,000 years.
1,000 years? Oh my gosh, if Adrian was here, he'd be so pissed. He'd go on a whole historical rant about the fact that, like,
exactly.
we could probably, like, have, like, nanites that cure cancer by
yeah.
now if it wasn't
yeah.
for that nigga.
Fucking,
like, for
yeah.
fucking burning everything up. Like, all of our technology is moved back.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Don't you guys ever think it's just perspective? Like, I always feel like I look at God very comically, and I'm like, he wears different hats.
Yes.
Like, this fool has so many different hats. God is kind of fabulous. Why don't you got a lot of hats? You feel me? Like, so
well,
if he wants to wear that hat.
That's the same
yeah.
thing with the difference between, like, Hoodoo and Catholicism and a whole bunch of other, like, pagan religions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in Hoodoo, we have Maman Brigitte.
Mm-hmm.
And in Catholicism, you have Saint Brigid. And then the Celts have Brigitte. And they're all the same person.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're literally all the same person. So, like, why does one of them have to be wrong?
Yeah.
And then if you go just to being Baptist, then they don't exist at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, how did three places that don't have nothing to do with each other create the
same
thing and
yeah.
give it damn near the same name?
Yeah.
That part.
There's an author named Joseph Campbell that wrote books called The Mass of God that basically compares all the religions and shows the the similarities, because also Buddha, Jesus, and Muhammad, they're around the same time. They all did the same thing. They all did their own, like, what is it? When you're going on a... when you're starving yourself, what is it?
Oh, fasting.
Well, yeah, they all did their own fasting. They all did their own journeys. You know, it's just... You think about it.
And then what about, like, the people in Norway with Odin died on a tree and stayed there for 3 days as well to gain knowledge of the world?
Did you guys ever see the series American Gods?
Yeah. I read the book, too.
The book's better than the stuff.
I will have to disagree with you there.
You don't like the... I think the book's better.
Oh, no.
Read the book and then watch it just to see.
The book's... I mean, I like it,
too. You know
what?
I like the story. It's his writing style. This is writing style. His writing style is very tedious.
I do gotta give it up for the graphics, though.
The graphics in the show were good. The only thing I couldn't take was when Bill Quist's vagina was eating them people.
That shit was hilarious.
It traumatized me. Like, after I watched that scene, I was like, I'm not watching the fucking show. I'm not watching the show. I'm not reading the book. I'm not doing none of that shit.
That shit was hilarious.
I saw that, and I couldn't tell. At first, I couldn't tell if she was getting bigger or if the people were getting smaller. And then the way her voice changed, she was like, "Watch that man!" Like, it would just really freak me out, and I couldn't watch it anymore. And
she's
like
Scorpio,
and
worship.
And like Adrian was so mad at me because we was watching it together, and he was just like, "I'm gonna watch it without you." And I was like, "No, you're not. You're not gonna watch it without me because it was my thing. Like, I introduced us to this thing. You're not gonna watch it without me." Furthermore, like, it's my stars. Like, I'm the one that got stars. It's my stuff. You're not watching it. So then I started seeing, like, all the trailers for the stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were so cool. And
it's
I was
really
just like,
good.
Damn. And I never watched the last episode.
Did they start season two?
Mm-hmm. I never watched the last episode. But basically, so, like, the premise of the show is that, like, all of the different, like, religions that have their different gods, like, basically... there's old versions of those gods that still live in those places, but there's new versions of them that came with them as people migrated to the United States. So, like, you have, like, Anansi, the spider, came on the slave ship and was responsible for one of the slave revolts that burned down one of the ships on the way. So even though all the slaves died on that boat, Anansi made it to America. So he exists here now. And then you have Kali, who exists very, very much in India, but when
Easter
is the fucking shit, man. Like, and Jesus, like, even like, and they have like a thing with Easter and Jesus because the holiday is named after her. Yep. She's a Norse god, and basically, like, and they share the day, like, in the show, like, she has like an Easter party, like, that's where you get the painted eggs from, and all of that shit is her. Like, that's a part of their, like, that's tradition for her. And so, like, they share the day with her, you know?
It's
like,
on Stars, you said?
It's on Stars, yeah. But, like, all the... it's so much...
American Gods.
American Gods, yeah. There's so much stuff,
right?
Yeah, there's a book. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to order it right now.
Girl, I'll give it to you, because I ain't going to finish it. I'll give it to you. But, yeah, but there's so many... because there's so many interesting things that, like, we do here in America that are traditionally pagan. Like, Christmas, having trees in our houses.
Yeah.
Like... that's from people literally worshiping trees. Right. Like, it's like, that's not, doesn't have anything to do with Christianity at all, because technically they mapped it back, and Jesus' birthday is really in August.
Right.
So,
hey, he a Leo or a Virgo?
I don't know, but I know they say, like, it's like mid to late August was when all of that actually happened. But when Catholicism took over the world, they swallowed up a lot of pagan traditions and sainted a lot of their gods. So they took the winter solstice and Yule, which is actually Wicca, which is actually European witches' religion, and their holiday. So they took the winter solstice, or Catholicism took the winter solstice and put Christmas there so that they wouldn't have to kill all of the pagans for doing their thing. So literally they would just be like the priest would go in and be like, okay, so you guys are worshiping this person, how about let's not kill everybody this trip, let's just say that these people are saints, so you can still pray to them, you can still do whatever you're doing, but we can say you're doing it under Catholicism. And so that kept, because the Crusades just fucking white people out. They're just fucking running around killing everybody. Yeah. But so to stop
you not with our shit? Oh, we gonna kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know when I get down?
Okay. So to stop that from happening, they just took a lot of their gods and like sainted them and made them a part of Catholicism so that they can not have to continue with the mass genocide that was going on at the time.
That pissed me off though, because like in the Philippines, like even ancient Philippine religions do not exist anymore. I can't climb that far back to like know what it is. Like yeah, like I'm reading this book that's psychic surgery and faith healing in the lowlands of Pangasinan. And I mean, there's little tidbits of like ancient tradition, but everything is doused in Catholicism, in the Spanish Inquisition, you know, in Chinese, Japanese Inquisition, same thing.
Because, like, in China, there's more Muslims out there than anything else. Isn't ain't that something?
Which is crazy, because it's like, it's like, also, if you think about it, like, if New Orleans wasn't so popping, we would not have ATRs. We wouldn't have any African traditional religions. Like, if it wasn't for the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and New Orleans, all of that shit would be done. Like,
what culture?
What culture? Basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It would be very little, like, African anything if it wasn't for that. And then, like, you know, or, like, people like Zora Neale Hurston, you know, going around and collecting the stories. Like, you know, but, like, everybody doesn't know about all of that stuff. Like, every black person does not know about Anansi the Spider, Br'er Bear, and Br'er Rabbit. Like, everybody just doesn't. And most of the stories are about, like, getting away from folks. You know? Like, like, using cunning to get, like, if you look at every other, like pagan religion, like, the trickster gods are always bad guys. Not in African traditional religions, they're not. Like, Anansi is the fucking goat in everything. Goat. Because, like, literally, like, using his wisdom and his like ability to like get away from slave owners was a thing, you know. So it's like,
you see, I still remember that scene. He gave such a good speech too.
That shit, and he was like, this guy gets it. Like, he was telling him, and because
free man.
Yes, he went in and he was just like, just so that you know, you fucked right now. When y'all get where you going in this boat, you gonna be fucked. 300 years from now, your kids are gonna be fucked. Their generation is gonna be fucked. Like, he just like kept going down the line. He was, and so then like this guy started getting mad, and he was like, he gets it. He was just like, and he says like angry gets shit done. And he was like, there. So he convinced them to burn the boat down. And he goes, but if we burn the boat down, we'll all be dead. And he looks out in the ocean, and he's like, you're already dead by the time you get there.
It's a good show.
And they burned the boat that they were in down, and they all died. Like, they all died. And, like, except for, I think, maybe, like, one or two people.
Yeah.
I think, like, one or two people made it, but they all died. Like, but, like, honestly, like, rather death than live out the future that he literally just told you about.
Like, when you see the show, like the first scene, it goes into the Vikings making it to like North America,
which was a real real ass thing. And then like, which I thought was kind of cute, because like, even though they did kill that poor Native American man, they did it up for him the way that they did it, because Vikings did human sacrifices as well. But the people knew, and they really believe that they're gonna see them again in Valhalla. Like, if you get sacrificed for like the greater good of the group, then they believe you're gonna be rewarded. So like, they'll throw you this big ass party, get you super drunk, fuck whoever you want to, do all of that stuff, and then in the morning, you die.
You dead.
So they did that to him. Like, they liquored him up, made sure he had a good time, and then they sacrificed him the next day. But that's just the way they believed. It wasn't because he was Native American. It's because he showed up. Like, they assumed that that's who the gods, like, brought
they
them.
They got stuck on, like, an island.
Right? Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And they didn't know how to, like, they were waiting for, like, the I guess the god to show them.
To show them
wind,
which way,
right?
To go.
Let's go.
And there was no wind.
So they had to fight each other to please the god. So they
because their god is a god of war.
God of war.
Uh-huh. You know, but if it had been another one, they would have had to do something else. But because their god was a god of war, they had war as a sacrifice. Eyes. I mean, they was like, and like half, like they killed off half of their own people. Like for yeah. the, like it's, it was crazy. Like it's, it's, I feel like insane. Enough, yeah. And then Jesus felt so bad that, Jesus felt so bad about Easter. Because they were just like, oh, like, everybody, like, nobody's doing anything in her name. Like, now they're doing everything in your name. And he was just like, is that true? It's like, I feel terrible about this. Why didn't you tell me? Like, I was like, I feel like that's how Jesus would react.
Of course.
But I really do. Like, it's just like, wait, really? are you telling me my shit fucked up your shit? My bad, bro. Like, why didn't you say anything? Yeah. We could have done something about this.
We could have celebrated together.
Exactly. She was just like, I'm fine, really. I'm fine.
Like, it's whatever.
Isn't it crazy though, like when you think about it, there's so many people that just kill themselves off rather than being like persecuted or like being found. Like, fucking Apaches, they fucking jumped off the cliff,
bro. Don't even get me started on Native American Civil War.
Like, doesn't that shit break your heart though?
It makes me so mad. There's this kid that comes into my shop all the time that's just like, oh, white people created genocide, did this, did that. I was like, no, that is not true. That is not true. Like, Native Americans were fucking offing each other in the worst ways before white people even got here. And to be fair, the Mexicas hooked up with the Spaniards to kill off everybody else because they were tired of getting their asses kicked by everybody else. So, you know, like, so, because everybody likes to think that everybody was all kumbaya before white people got here. No, that's how they fucked everybody up. Is because everybody was too. Everybody in Africa. That's how they fucked everybody up because there was so much civil war happening and fighting between groups.
People thought like white people just came to Africa and like, oh, we taking over all this. No.
It happened was
they went to like, say we're, I'm an African king, right? And I, there's the African tribe over there. Me and that tribe don't get along. And I'm, you know,
so they come over here
for years. So these white folks come like, hey, you know, we need some
stuff.
Oh yeah, well we can help each other out. Y'all got some of those boomsticks, right? So we're gonna take these boomsticks over here to this tribe. Y'all can have all that shit. I just want the land, but you can have all.
You
can
have all their resources. We just want the area.
We just want the area. And they work. That's exactly how it fucking happened.
And then you just put white people in the mix, and then there you go.
And there you go. And then like same thing with like, that's why I really appreciate like China, like the history of China, because like they literally just like didn't need anybody or anything for anything. And they literally just like had, they had boats where they were growing plants and things for them to eat on them when everybody else was still like fucking their sisters. So like they would go around to other countries with all of their fly ass shit and just be like, hey, we got fly ass shit, you don't, bye. And then just go home. Like, they didn't mess with nobody. They just went around the world to basically show the world that they didn't need them. And then they just kicked it where they were. And then the Mongols came and fucked all that shit up. But, you know, before that, everything was...
Yes, Mongols.
Came and fucked everything up. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's all good. My little people got raped. You feel me?
Don't just say it like that.
Well, it's true. They came onto our shit and just was like, oh, they're painted people. Let's fuck that shit up.
Let's
like,
fuck that shit up.
Like, you don't know what you're doing, but we gonna take all this shit. Oh, coconuts? Oh, dope. Mangoes? We ain't got this shit back west.
Yep. Nice.
Take all of it.
Yep. You know, just make quick work of this, please.
Yes.
You know, we're just gonna make quick work of that.
Oh, little brown people? Little brown people. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that dude who went to that
Convert them to Christianity, and they chop, they kill them pretty much. Basically, anybody that comes to this island, they will kill you.
They probably have like Abu Sayyaf there, and they're Muslim.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't remember where it's at. The remote island. Like, I think China's law or something. It's over there. Someone's like has control of that.
Man, first of all, fuck China, because they're trying to take the Philippine Sea away from us, okay? We have so little. We have so little. Let us just have the sea around us, please. Let's not call it the Chinese Sea. Call it the Philippine Sea. Jeez.
No, fuck with that.
You know?
God, so man. You have so much. You have all of America's money.
You know?
How about you just keep the Philippines?
Let me just have the little water around us, please, and then we'll call it a day. Like,
that's fair.
You know?
That's fair.
She was fam.
Beautiful blood.
That's like, I really want to go, like,
I was struggling.
I need a scissors. I need a
scissors. One of my grandma's half Melanesian.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we thought her red hair was because somebody was white in the family. Mm-hmm. But it turns out it's Melanesian.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And then my coworker was like, so does that mean you can't say nigga anymore? I was like, I'm a quarter Melanesian, bitch. I'll say nigga if I want to. Mostly black, more than 60%. I feel like I'm cool.
Yeah, definitely.
More than half.
But from my friends, they think it's okay. Number one, and number two, I learned not to say it because I have a minor in Africana studies. So. Spound off.
No, that's like Adrian's fucking brother. So my boyfriend Adrian is white as fuck. His family is like, he's first generation American. His family's from Ireland. So his brother, mind you. So they grew up fucking poor as fuck. Like, he used to live in a trailer park and all of that shit, right? Mm-hmm. So his brother, like, only has black friends. He has a black wife, got little mixed babies. His brother says it often. And all his friends let him say it, but he knows that I don't know him like that, so he still don't say that shit around me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I ask. I cannot control what you do when I'm not around. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just want it to be known that, like, you may be my brother-in-law one day, and even when that happens, it's not gonna be okay, you know. So just say what you want to say in front of your friends. Maybe not here.
Yeah,
not here. That was the same thing with what's that that rapper in jail with that Skittle ass?
6ix9ine.
I cannot. I was listening to that fucking Tory Lanez song. And my friend was having me listen to it on the gym, and I was like, I just can't listen to it. They aren't black, say nigga. You know? Like,
yeah.
I just,
yeah.
Like, once they say it, it's like, skip. You just ruined it.
Yeah, you know?
Hairs
like,
on the back
like,
of your neck go up.
Yeah.
But what?
Even me, like, some nigga. People, like, if I meet people and I can kind of tell you from the hood, I can understand that. But but when other people say that shit, it makes me, like,
cringe.
You know, because it's just like, what are you?
Wait,
who told you?
Wait,
you know, like, who said you can say
like if you point me to the person, where did you pick that up? Where did you pick that up?
Exactly, music.
That part.
That's it, music.
I catch my brother saying, "I pop him in the mouth." I'm like, "Hello, I don't care if it's part of a song. Don't say it."
He's like, "We're Filipino. Yeah. Like, it's different."
Okay, we may be the black people of the ages. Mm-hmm. But wait. Like, <hold on. laughs>
That's like, okay, so speaking of Asian, last night, I got into this rabbit hole on YouTube, okay?
Oh, God.
And I ran into a playlist that said, top 12 K-pop ho jams.
Wow. Ho jams.
I needed to see.
It was on the list.
So I ended up watching three of those.
Oh, my God.
Three of those playlists. They did, like, little snippets of the song. And I was like, okay. I get it, you know. It was like, I get it. I was watching the music videos because the music videos are very like early, reminiscent of early 2000s, 90s. You know, it was very like the, because it's like they're preying on like the girl group boy band thing. So it's like, I'm like, okay, so this is y'all NSYNC and this is y'all like Backstreet Boys and Destiny's Child and all this. But it was a rabbit hole. Like, I couldn't stop watching them. Like, I don't think I could watch, like, the whole video, but, like, just they were giving me just little snippets, like, just enough. And I'm, like, watching it, and I'm just like, yo, why don't we do music videos like this anymore? Like, that's all I could think of. Like, I was so intrigued by the videos. The videos were so fucking good. I don't know what the fuck they're saying in the song. Because none of it's in, or, like, a little bit of it's in English.
They have those little,
like,
words.
Yeah, like, it'll be, like, two or three words or some shit like that. Oh, no, I'm good. It'll be, like, two or three words or something like that. But I'm watching, I'm like, these videos are fun as fuck. Like, I'm not going to watch it too much because I don't want, when I go to YouTube, that to be the only thing in my recommendations. Because I got some other shit, you know. But I was like, I will sit up here and watch these videos. I was like, let me get some of these songs. Because some of the beats were good. I didn't know what they were saying. Mm-hmm. Like, it's some Korean rapper that my dad
they be
loves.
Rapping. Good. I don't know what they talking about, but I know they talking about something.
Yeah, and, like, it's a Korean rapper that my dad loves.
like, loves it. My dad's, like, an old-school hip-hop head. And he's just, like, I don't know what he's saying. But he's, like, but the beat and the flow is so good, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't even matter.
Like, how does your mouth move that way?
You know, some sounds are just made for certain, like, accents. And, like, I don't know, like, some accents, my tongue is too heavy for some of these accents.
I think it's regional, honestly.
I do, too.
You know, like.
I do, too.
The Philippines, there's two ways. There's the whole dialect of the Tagalog, which is widely spoken. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you got little provinces. So, in Tagalog, you say, I love you, mahal kita, right? Mm-hmm. In Pangasinan, you say, inarutekao.
Wow.
That doesn't sound anything alike. No.
So,
That's interesting because that's almost like, that's like listening to somebody speak like Creole French and listening to like European French.
Yeah.
Because the shit that, okay, so I really thought my grandma could like really, really speak French. And then when I started taking French in high school, I was like, none of this shit is the same. Like, there's words that I don't even think are words. Like, in fucking, it's more like pigeon. It's almost more like patois than fucking. It's like a pigeon language. You just fucking put everything together and mesh it up, and then you got this, and you call it French. It's not fucking French, okay? Because I would have failed going in there. I thought I was gonna go into fucking French too, thinking I knew some shit, you know? Like, and then we took the test, and I was like,
womp.
Like, I don't know none of this shit. But that's still a distance. You know, those are like still two different countries speaking the same language. This is within the same country, but it sounds so different.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we have anything like that besides slang. You know, like not like real.
Right.
Like words. Like I was watching a thing, YouTube rabbit hole. Like. Ebonics. But like I was watching a thing where it was like they had like these different actors. That were from different countries, like do slang, like show you what slang means.
Cool.
And like some of them are so rooted in the language of that place that I wouldn't be able to figure that out. Period. Mm-hmm. Like I was watching Gerard Butler do Scottish slang, and I was like, half of these words are not English words anyway, so there's no way. But then you go to like the British slang, and someone says like you probably know, like taking the piss. Those are all English words, but we don't say taking the piss, you know, but at least it's in English, you know, it's like I can at least pronounce it, but the Scottish slang, the Scottish slang, I was like, they show the words, and I was like, trying to pronounce them the way that I would pronounce them, what fucking came out of his mouth was not at all, like, what it sounds like phonetically,
wow, you know?
Because it's rooted in, like, Scottish Gaelic, you know, but... I don't know. This shit is... I'm so interested in languages.
Isn't it amazing how your mouth moves to make the sound?
Exactly. Exactly.
Linguistics.
Yes, yes. And, like, I think of, like, different, like, accents. Like, this one girl who's Irish was talking about how, like, when people do Irish accents, they move their voices up and down and up and down and up and down, when that's really a Scottish trait.
Huh.
But so people that are Irish... when they speak English, it's much harder to, like, mimic the accent because those inflections are not there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
you're just so flat.
Yeah, it's just, it's flat, but with the accent, when you move up and down, it's easier to make the sound. But if you just have to, like, keep a monotone like we do here, it's hard to, like... it's like, so how do y'all say y'all R's? You only say them like this sometimes. It's not all the time. Okay, it's only certain words. Okay. Okay.
There was this one British YouTuber I used to watch in high school, and he was doing an English accent, and I love their go-to sentences. He's like, I'd like to order a cheeseburger. Like, that's their thing. They just know we love fucking like, hamburgers
like,
and shit.
Yeah, just like we always go, hello, mate. Like, you know, like, we're just fucking Australian. Yeah. Like, it's not even British.
Crikey.
Yeah, and, like, if we're doing Australian, we'll say crikey.
Please,
like,
think of Steve
Irwin. I would love to know, like, how many Australian people actually say crikey. Like,
my in-law is crikey, and I've never heard him fucking say that shit in my life.
He's crikey?
He's Australian.
That's what you said. He's crikey.
He's crikey. Oh, my bad. Australian, and I've never heard him say that shit in my life. I'm a little high.
Okay, I'm a little.
I was a blunt deep when I got here.
Crikey.
Crikey.
He's a
little cranky.
Yeah. I was like, because I think about, like, what is, like, what are the sentences you think of when you think of, like, different accents? Like,
for which one?
Just like, okay, so like if you're thinking about, oh, this is a fun game to play. Okay, if you,
I know, I was just thinking of some.
Yeah, like, okay, so Irish. Give me your go-to Irish sentence.
Go-to Irish, all right.
Oh my god.
Hold on, I can do this. Hold on. Low-key, like, you realize how stereotypical you are.
That's what I was like, oh my god.
Like, damn, you try
it. Okay, I'll do it easier. I'm
like,
one.
Damn.
Okay, British. Give me your British sentence, your go-to British sentence.
Come on, you got this. I'm not good with accents.
Me either.
I'm so bad.
That's what makes it funny.
I don't mean to be rude, but would you mind coming over? I don't know. I don't mean to be rude, but would you mind coming over for a spot of tea?
Spot of tea. There you go. Okay, your turn.
Okay.
So I was smoking a fag.
Yes, that's one. That's one. Okay. A bundle of sticks.
A bundle of sticks.
I don't know their lingo, damn.
Okay. I know, no. Damn, see? That was proper.
That was proper.
And everyone's voice goes up.
Just a little.
You notice everyone's voice goes up. You can't keep your own register when you do an accent.
Can't be a deep voice.
What a happy new year, everyone.
That was good. Like Estelle.
All right.
Happy new year.
I just can think of one thing when I think of that, and it's Harry Potter.
I mean, I could always go like you know, original, but I feel like a stereotype. Like, evening, governor.
Yeah.
Cheerio.
Pip, cheerio. Okay,
I think, the taking the piss is mine. Like, are you taking a piss?
Like, you're from New England.
Yeah, that's
like,
not mine. Taking a piss is mine. Are you taking a piss? Are you fucking around?
Oh.
I'm like, are you fucking around? Are you kidding right now? Are you joking right now? This taking a piss.
Are you taking a piss? I'm jealous of their bloody hell. Like, I wish.
Bloody hell's a good one.
It's so good.
Bloody, period.
Right.
We
get
stupid when we say. It's like they get bloody and fucked though.
Yeah.
You know, like
bloody fuck.
Like, you know, they get a whole bunch of different words. Like all of these different, like, and then like there's like taking a Mickey is the same thing as taking a piss.
Wow.
It's just like kids can say that. Like, kids can't say taking a piss because it has piss in it. So kids would be like, we'll say
piss off.
Yeah, piss off. Yeah, that's a good one. Piss off.
Wanker.
Yes, wanker is a good one too. I really like that word, and it sounds so stupid with a hard R.
It does.
Like wanker. How we say a wanker. You know, like that sounds fucking dumb as fuck.
Wanker.
They have good ones. They have good ones. Or snogging.
Yeah, snogging.
Give us a snog. Give us a kiss. Yeah. Give us a snog.
Do Russian.
I don't know if there's a... You said Russian fuck. I don't know any Russian.
That's a thick accent.
I just think like Ivanka.
Ivanka. Is like...
Oh, wait. Their eye, their...
Think of like Terminator, I guess.
Vanilla. Their E's, their long E's.
Like, that's all I think of.
Like Ivania. Ivania.
Yeah.
My name's Ivania.
They have a lot of long E's.
Anastasia. Is that like a Russian?
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
That even sounds better.
That even
sounds better
in their
language. Man.
Anastasia.
Like, even with like Irish ones, like when you really think about it, the name Ireland is in their accent because it's just island. Mm-hmm. Mm. But they don't say island, they say Ireland. Instead of that.
Right, huh?
So it's like the name of the country is just island.
Neverland.
Yeah. It's just island. Fucking dumbass Americans. It's just Ireland. Where are you from? I'm from the island. You know, like a bunch of land.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, great. So you're from the Ireland. Great. So you're
Maybe
Irish.
It's so cold that they like Neverland. That they're freezing while they talk.
Wait, you're just like, you're biding your time for when we say Australia?
Wait till they come back with Australia.
I don't think I watched an Australian show one time, but I couldn't remember any of the slang from it.
I watched Wentworth, and that shit was all Australian. I love that shit, man. What?
I had to stop for a second.
See, I used to watch a lot of, like, British TV.
It's pretty hardcore.
Like, Misfits. Has anyone watched Misfits? Fucking, it comes on Hulu. Please watch it. Damn good. And then Fresh Meat. Fresh Meat was a good one too. And Fresh Meat was like about like these college students that like all move into a house and they're all just like kind of fucking weird, but like it's so much better than American humor because they can get as crass as they possibly want. They let them say anything. Like no word is off. I learned that they call, like, they'll say cunt, but they say clunge. Clunge. Yeah.
That's really gross.
From that show.
Sounds gross.
Yeah, doesn't it? It sounds gross. But then in Scotland, the cludgy is the bathroom.
The cludgy?
In Scotland, you know what I mean? Go to the cludgy. You know,
is that
but
for like both women and guys, or is that for like the girls?
Exactly. Doesn't that sound like vagina? Like the cludgy sounds more like vagina than bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. It's so weird. And all of our shit just sounds stupid to me.
Well, in Canada, bathroom, they say restroom. And in the Philippines, they say no comfort bad. Room.
That's cute, though. You can go into the comfort room instead of calling it the bathroom. Or, like, you know, my granddad says the shitter.
The commode.
The, shitter. The commode, my grandma says. Go into the commode.
I like washroom.
Or, like, or the water closet.
The water
that's
closet?
Old
the water closet is old school. Or the loo.
The loo.
Or the dunny.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too.
Yeah, the dunny. It's like the worst for bathroom. Yeah, about, like gross, like good words for bathroom. Are there like the American ones that where we don't say bathroom? Like, is there anything other than bathroom?
Toilet.
You want a bird home?
Huh?
Or you just say you know, like, we don't really say, I'm going to the bathroom. Like, you get up and be like, I gotta take a piss. You know, we don't ever even refer to the place you're gonna do it in. You're just like, I gotta take a piss. I got shit.
You gotta pee.
Gotta pee.
They're like pulling it.
They're my kids on the pool.
Or, prairie dogging.
What is it? Prairie dogging? Oh, yeah, that is. Very American. Prairie dogging, go for holding.
Yeah.
Go for holding. I feel like that's like more like white people say.
It's not.
Prairie dogging, go for holding. Like,
it does.
It sounds like a sex thing. Go for holding.
What would you guys do last night?
Go for hold.
It was great.
Okay, I got a great argument because you take speech.
Wait.
So it's my turn to debate.
Wait, mom.
Okay, what you
turn
take?
Turn back on my teacher. You have to debate.
You take oral communication?
Oh, no, that's not me.
You did, didn't you?
That's last year, but it wasn't.
Okay, so you took a class where you're able to debate and have supporting details to back it up. Right?
Don't let me call Rasheed.
You can call you want to call. But here's my argument. My argument is that you're telling me that because of the longevity of the situation, it without anybody knowing, it should be dismissed? Absolutely not.
No, I just feel like it's everybody's fault who let it go, who let it happen and let
I
it
do
go.
Too.
So long, so. That's I so feel like what, music. I'm still going to listen to his music. He ain't did nothing
but
to me.
But you're still going to listen to it. No. You would hear a song here and there. You act like he's the artist where you was banging every day.
You don't even know a damn album.
Mama, step in the name of love. I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes.
And you can continue to support a pedophile. That's your prerogative.
So you don't want me to listen to his music?
No, that's on you.
I can't stop you from listening to his music. You listen to stuff that I would never approve of you listening to.
Do you like his music now or no?
So he probably like that anyway.
Well, mama, he that's not like his music anymore. Right on, come here.
I am. I'm on the podcast, Nick. But I will say that I'm not listening to his music anymore.
Brianna, are you listening to his music anymore?
No, I'm not listening to anything. I'm not supporting him. I'm not even listening to the new music he had. I don't want to listen to nothing.
He has new music?
Yeah, saying that he admitted it. It's called I Admit It. What was the other one?
Yeah, that's it.
I Admit It. I'm not even listening to that. And he's saying the whole thing.
So why don't both of you YouTube that in your spare time and listen to what he's confessing to?
He's admitting
listen
it.
Listen to that.
I don't care about him.
You don't have to care about him.
I just like the music.
Okay, you can continue to like
his
music.
His music is about the girls, though.
Aaron, shut up.
It is.
You're stupid. No, his music,
you didn't watch
really
the 3 days.
No, he didn't.
You
everybody
didn't
got a freaking
day.
Comment on
you
it, though.
You didn't watch that. I'm telling you, this was just more than women talking. This was lawyers. This was parents.
Doctors.
This was
witnesses.
Staff. This but is mama, people mama, that been with him every day.
Mama, you can't blame R. Kelly. Mama, you can't blame R. Kelly. Mama, you can't blame R. Kelly.
Yes, I can.
He grew up like that.
So okay, just, but yes, I can.
Already messed up.
Let me tell you why.
So
I can blame him.
The monster and the legend.
Let me tell you why I can blame him. I can blame him because it was his choice. He could have broke the cycle. He didn't have to sit up there and do what was done to him to those girls. No, he didn't.
Wait,
he didn't have to do that. And y'all like him and he liked being...
Mama, he got molested.
Yeah, he got molested. His older sister molested him.
His older sister?
Yeah.
She was 16 and he was 7.
And she was molesting his brothers too.
So he couldn't
help it. So I feel sympathy or empathy, if you want to say, for him. For that. And he knew that, though.
He did.
If he's smart enough to be this...
And he's a genius.
He can't read. So he can make music. He can make melodies. He can sing. He's a
genius.
Outstanding artist,
so he
homie.
Can't read R.E.D.?
I'll give him... He's a straight musical genius.
He don't even know what the contract said that he was signing. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't read. So he can't read... He know right from wrong. So how can he not be held accountable for what he did?
Because he can't read.
Oh my God. What does reading have to do with him being a pedophile?
Rashid, come here.
No.
Oh, mama, I just want to know what he thinks about it.
No.
Rashid, can you...
He think the same way you feel. You feel the same way you feel about it.
Can Rashid hear me?
They don't listen. That's the problem. They're hard-headed.
They have... Yeah, it's like blockage in their brains. But I think it's because they're boys.
There's something wrong with them. Just don't even.
It's because they're boys.
Rashid, what do you have to say about this?
Rashid is busy at the moment. I mean, everyone has their own perception. All I'm telling you is that I wouldn't lie to you about it.
No,
the details are there.
R. Kelly did it, but I'm
going
to listen
to it. You can look it up for yourself. You can still listen to his music. But you're listening to a pedophile's music and a homo's music, if that's what you want to support.
He's gay?
Yeah.
So you trying to?
Who isn't homo?
Just say you're homophobic.
Well, unless he's bi.
Mama,
I thought if you're a male and you had intimate relations with a male, that would make you gay, not bi. Because if you still gay. I mean, I don't know how y'all word it now these days, but
what, bisexual?
You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah. So, but because, well, he had the
Mama,
girl. He
homophobic.
Had one of the young girls playing his while he masturbated. So I don't know. Is that gay? I don't know. Or maybe I don't know. But anyway,
I need the video proof.
Don't look that up.
But you know what really messes it up for R. Kelly? When he was 27 years old, he met Aaliyah at 14. He was 27,
he
and
got
then
married to her
when she was 15, and
when
he was 27.
She was 18.
The parents.
Everybody did. Everybody need to go to jail.
Everybody involved needs to go to jail.
I'm 18. I talked to a 17 year old.
Aaliyah.
The singer.
What
are you trying to say?
No, I said that. Do you? Can you count?
Yeah,
I said she was 15 and he was 27. So what does a 17 and 18 year old got to do with that?
I'm 18. She's 17.
Aaliyah is 14 years old. A fucking baby. Being misled by a grown ass malicious man who knew what the fuck he was doing.
No.
What song is that?
AJ Nothing But a Number.
She was 14 or 15.
Exactly.
I'm about to turn this shit back off.
Why? It's T-Pain.
Okay.
You don't know your artist now? What you doing?
Oh, man, no.
AJ Mikey, AJ Mikey, keep cooking, keep cooking.
Hey, when that
Mama,
came
Mama,
out.
Mama, keep cooking, AJ Mikey.
Mom, turn on the documentary.
Hey, when I came
AJ
out.
Mikey.
Yeah.
When I came
so
out.
Mama, click one more. Click one more. Mama, click one more.
Are they?
Huh?
Click one. No.
People in the industry used to stay lying by their age, though.
Okay. When,
it's called birth certificate.
She didn't even dress like that. She dressed in, like, dresses in little girl shoes. But the people on his staff changed her and gave her swag, is what they said.
Oh.
She wasn't wearing crop tops. That wasn't, they had to give her a look.
I thought that was
because
the
she was, like,
look.
Nerdy. Like, it became her look as, yeah, she was a princess. She became an artist. She got that look when she became an artist.
I thought she went in with that look.
No.
That's what made her like Aaliyah.
No, she was like girly with stockings and shoes on and dresses and ponytails. Yes. And you telling me because he's
she
not
was my friend at school, and she used to always
I'm disappointed like, in her. Shoot, everybody want to be like her, and I wasn't even hot. It
Jesus.
Was her when she became an artist.
Yeah, it became Aaliyah.
Right. Dang, well, R. Kelly's like, come to my room.
Yeah, you know, dang. Yeah, we do. We know that. We know you did that.
Exactly.
And we know that they went. They said it on the documentary.
Aaron has something to say.
They're 17-year-olds, but, and, like, they still went with him, even though they knew, like, but right from
Aaliyah
wrong.
Really,
yeah.
Aaliyah really died.
I kind of get it too.
Bro, because I would have went with Trey Songz.
Hey, I kind of get it too. The number one thing is that if an artist like that calls upon you, you're going to feel special. You're going to want to be in their presence, not even thinking sexually, though.
And you know he said...
And you have something to talk about. You got something to talk to the girlfriends about.
Mom.
Like, oh my God, I was with R. Kelly. Mom. Like, we're doing this album.
And it was probably like a potential job. Like, oh, I'm about to sing you how to sing. You're going to be my background
that
dancer.
Was his whole strategy to lure those girls in. Why was he going? Why was he a grown ass man going up to schools?
That really grossed me out. I was like, he went to the high school.
Straight predator, like literally.
He was in action.
He was picking his prey. That's what he was.
How did that hit the media? Did that hit the media?
Mom, and it was this video. TMZ posted it.
Huh?
It was this video. TMZ posted it, right? And they were like, "How were the victims held hostage when they were front row at the concerts? What? They straight had hoodies on and stuff, being disguised. I'm like, duh, they gonna be front row at the concerts? Y'all are all stupid. They were like, how were they held hostage? They singing and stuff. Oh my God. And then the person that was recording, R. Kelly had the security move them. Move the person recording.
Yeah, see.
Mom, he told the security to give them a shirt and for them to move because they was recording everything. But that was like, what, a couple months ago.
I really believe that they're playing with their perception on the issue. But it'd be a time to play and a time not to play. Like,
yeah, some people are playing.
Type shit.
Some people are playing.
I mean, but to each his own.
Like, it was this whole, like, little... What was it? An article. Because Lady Gaga was like... Lady Gaga had a song with R. Kelly. And she was like, oh, snap, I'm sorry. She apologized to everybody, like, the victims and stuff.
I saw that on the news this morning.
Yeah, she was like, I'm sorry, I'm taking everything down with him. I don't want nothing to do with him. And it, like, switched her story. It was like,
I'm sorry, I performed yeah. with him. I was like, damn.
And she, the media, like, switched her story and was like, Lady Gaga is basically, ain't doing this song no more. She's trying to win an Oscar. She, like, they switched the whole...
What the hell?
It didn't make no sense. I was like, Twitter is so stupid.
And this fucking mean.
And they believe everything. Shit. Like, if you retweet it, they're like, oh, man, I believe it. They got a lot of tweets. I believe it. Like,
what is the last time you think about it?
Probably last night. He not in jail. He did it last
today.
Night.
Today.
Dude. He
really?
Don't get
it. It's
yeah.
something that he never stopped doing. That's the thing.
That's.
Why do you think that?
Because there's too many victims that's come forth.
Well, he was young.
Mom, how was he young? 27 and young together?
Mom,
well,
he was famous before he was 27.
Okay, so
we're
young.
Starting at 27.
I believe.
Why are we starting at 27?
No, I just said 27 because that's when he chose to marry a 15-year-old. I think that's what fucked him off. If he was really doing that shit, I really don't think
this
would have been...
happened before he was 27. So we're
yes, it happened before.
Right, so
but I'm talking about marriage. How you?
We're cutting all victims, Mom. You said victims.
Right.
Okay, so we're cutting from when R. Kelly first started blowing up.
Uh-huh.
So how old is he? 19?
Probably.
16?
Okay.
I feel like he was 19.
14. He wasn't a minor.
He wasn't?
No. I think when he, at the top, no. When he,
oh, no.
But
when
he was
started making music, he was a minor.
Oh, he was a minor. When he started making music.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about when he blew up.
Oh, yeah, I think he was an adult, but a young adult. He could have been maybe 19. Yeah.
Okay,
so. Okay.
That's,
so,
that's
see.
What?
That's what I want to know. You said that to say what?
Time.
Okay, you said time. We're talking about 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he was 19, and he was even looking at him, he probably was at 12.
Probably.
But, okay. Whatever. But, though, I said he's been doing it. I said he never stopped, right? If he started at 19, and at 27, he married a 15-year-old, he ain't never stopped.
Even after?
After what? No. The documentary or the cases?
The case.
No.
Why not?
He would have. Why haven't he stopped before now? Come on, he has a. He's sick. Why, like, why he gonna stop now? Because
would you said it? What made us think he's still doing it?
Because he did it. He's never stopped.
Yeah, because he did it for a long time, and he was a victim in it. So he's been doing it since he was probably 10.
So who's his wife now?
He's not married.
He's not married.
He's not married.
He got kids.
And did you see what his daughter said?
He got 3 kids.
His daughter came up and she was basically telling everybody like stop coming for her because she don't even like her dad. She don't even mess with her dad. She already knew what her dad was about.
That's sad.
And they just need to stop coming for her because it was sad. Like, she was like, it took her 3 days to make that message.
With his mindset like that and the things he was doing, why would you want to have children?
He had to cover it up. He was married. He had to look happily married with kids.
Mm-mm. I don't think he never stopped doing it. That's why I think
he's got a 14-year-old girlfriend right now.
Just because his case and shit came out. I mean, think about it. He went to court for peeing in that minor's mouth and having sex with her and everything videotaped because it got leaked. Just like Ray J and everybody else sex tape that gets leaked. So he went to court and they found him not guilty. He was acquitted on all charges. You think he stopped because he went to court? Oh, I got this court case and I'm in court, so I'm not fucking.
Oh, yeah, that's the question. Anymore. Do you think he stopped?
Didn't he get a divorce after that?
It was either before. After that.
Okay, so I'm like, could have been something that could.
Something that what?
I don't know. I don't know what he was going through.
No, I know. I know what he was going through. I know that he has a sickness. I know that he was molested at a young age, and it's something that he carried with him. Probably not even really maliciously in the beginning.
Where did you get your information from?
The documentary. Everything we're saying, we're not making it up. It came from the documentary.
I'm not making it up. But who's making it up?
The victims, the people.
And he admitted to a lot of stuff.
The people who said that they're...
Yeah.
He even said in like a previous interview that like actually accommodated what everybody was saying. It was like... Hey, but he said it like he didn't care. Like, he's carefree. He don't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Yeah. Well, I guess he made that song. He a genius for making a song, because, bam, he trending on iTunes. Okay, it could have been better, R. Kelly. I ain't even trying to hype you up, nigga. Oh my God! They showed mom. They showed his outfit.
You can call me a racist if you want to, but what really kills me is that he's a great ass artist.
Yeah, he's
every
a genius.
Song he made was a hit.
Every
and he black. All those three factors, they just hurt my soul. That's fucked.
But
up.
It's the industry.
He's a black man that was done wrong and didn't get no help, and it just festered inside of him. The same shit with Michael Jackson.
And that's why people sympathize
with
him.
Michael Jackson.
Well, what did Michael Jackson do?
What he didn't do.
What Michael Jackson do?
It's the industry.
It's the industry.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. What the industry could hide and what they do. What you don't see. That's what I'm saying. It's the industry, period. But the industry didn't tell his sister to rape him.
His contract probably said he had to take 3 years.
Michael Jackson did not get the chance to enjoy his childhood due to sexual predators. Due to
Michael Jackson went to court.
Huh?
Michael Jackson went to court for this?
Yeah, Michael Jackson went to court.
Michael Jackson went to court?
Yes, he went to court.
He went to court, but he went in court a lot. You know why? Because he was making settlements with people that was filing lawsuits against him. Yeah, he was settling out of court.
What do you mean? See, like cease and desist?
Basically, yeah. We meet up, my lawyer, we're going to talk.
That's what I think R. Kelly was doing. I'm
going to give you $50,000, and we're going to leave it alone.
That's what I think R. Kelly was doing. Oh, my God. They had all his outfits, right? It was funny. They was like, why the king of R&B outfits? Ridiculous. He looked a mess. He looked R. Kelly. His outfit. Why he got a belt right here? And it was a long tongue. It was just a long tongue as the thing. And he was just like, and he had on a purple white beater on top of a white beater.
To a certain extent, but he missed a lot.
That had to be the 2000s.
That's what led to building the amusement park. And having sweat. Kids come over his house and all of that. He never really got to enjoy his damn childhood. So in his mind, he's still that little bitty boy, although he's this grown-ass man in the world.
The industry be messing up everybody. Well, the people they can control.
What be messing up people? I ain't even gonna
industry mess up everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeking the help that
shit is scary.
Not seeking the help that you need.
Yeah, not seeking the help that you need.
That's what fucks a lot of people up.
That's why I need my, what is it? Mental hygienist. I need my mental hygiene in order. This song is like 20 minutes?
Hell yeah.
That's I believe it.
Me good. When I listened to that song, I had the words on the screen. The straight lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mama, why would you eat that?
You made the microwave?
Mm-hmm.
See, the law wasn't even everybody's business back then like they are now.
You said the law wasn't even going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get a chance. Y'all need to look up them new DMV rules. Lord, have mercy. I was about to go buy me a bus pass with no money. Shit, let me get no credit. That shit ain't no joke. If you caught driving without your driver's license, you get a $5,000 fine and a 5-year license